Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Robert Davi is scared they're not going to have him come back for the Goonies reboot because he's a conservative.
How essential is he to the plot?
Well, he was the bad guy in the...
I know he was. Yeah. He's also the bad guy in Striptease.
He's got a point.
He's got a point. He does not.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Anybody watch Joe Rogan Experience with Woody Harrelson?
I've seen a couple clips.
Yeah, it's 2.5 hours.
I don't have time to listen to a full episode of any Joe Rogan.
Or to watch.
It's 2.5 hours, but I think if you took out all the ums and spaces, it would be about 35 minutes.
I think so, too. They were... Podcast Cringe covered it, of course, because that but Podcast Cringe, it's the end of the world for everybody. You know, Joe Rogan is washed. Everybody, you know, Tom Segura is rich and nobody likes him anymore. Bert Kreischer is on death's door and he's
ruined. What's that thing that happened to Tom Segura? Did anybody see somebody backed into him in a parking lot or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, but... and then drove off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a hit and run to one of his mini cars. Yeah, he's fine. It was stationary.
I don't know if he was even in the car, but somebody backed into it or something.
Well, he can get a new one. Who cares? I'm not. No sympathy for bad partners. that podcast cringe site that talks about all the other podcasts. He was saying that for some reason this episode was terrible. And I would think that Joe has been doing this an awful lot over the last couple of years, and it's just every episode now is, or during the pandemic, and this is what they made me do, and da 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 da. And I don't know. I think you could have had more fun talking to Woody Harrelson about a million other things, even though Woody's into that, and Woody did that monologue on Saturday Night Live that, you know, people got mad at him for. But I don't know. I watched 2/3 of it here and there. It took me a couple of days, and...
I got about halfway through it myself. That's about it.
Yeah, what really angered some people is because, you know, they talk about RFK Jr. quite a bit. And they talk about Fauci the stuff that happened during the AIDS crisis, AZT and stuff like that. And it was just, I guess it gets polarizing. It's the same. And the same things are happening. The Joe Rogan subreddit on Reddit is about 80% trolls just posting politics in there instead of talking about the show. And, like, the posts are absolutely nothing to do with the show. So that kind of gets on my nerves. But I love Woody, and he's funny. I don't know. It's like when he had Sandler on last year. He should have let Sandler speak. Do you remember that episode the whole time? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, wow, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. Sandler was doing Rogan, and Rogan was just running the whole thing, yeah.
That's the first guest Rogan's had on in a while, I think, that was actually of interest to me. I mean, I don't dislike the other people, but there's just all UFOs, and I think today's episode is about telekinesis. But anyway, I guess recommend it if you like Woody Harrelson. He looked like a dork, and they were both high as shit. That's what I enjoyed.
Yeah, you could tell he was lost. He was lost for a minute.
Woody?
Yeah, a few times. He was just like, huh? Where am I at?
Well, I started trying to do an impression of Woody. And then, of course, I'm never happy with how these things sound for me. But they had me do it on the show yesterday. I thought it came out okay, listening back thing. But I wish we could have one of those podcasts where we talk about other podcasts and tell our viewers and listeners that everybody's careers are coming to a crashing halt and then get, like, a lot of money for that. Wouldn't that be cool?
Be interesting.
Yeah, but we're not interested in doing that.
No.
Kathleen Kennedy is leaving Lucasfilm. And my question is, what happens next? She's leaving on her own terms. She's not being fired. There's no outcry, blah, 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 blah. She's just done. She's retiring.
I think Favre or Dave Filoni will take over, probably, won't they?
I would rather Favre than Dave Filoni. That guy makes garbage. But her legacy is going to be, I made a bunch of Star Wars sequels that were super polarizing and a bunch of series that out of which maybe three were good. Go ahead.
I get that people hate on Kathleen Kennedy, but acting like she only, I mean, greenlit bad Star Wars projects.
She greenlit a bunch of great stuff.
Yeah, she did. The sequel trilogy was a mess. Yes, I agree with that. But she did give us like The Mandalorian, Andor, Rogue One. Back in her earlier career, E.T. with Spielberg, Indiana Jones. I mean, she's had a career. Disney was the biggest problem with all of this, in my opinion. They're the ones that pushed their things on top of her. So I can't totally get behind that she was the main problem. But I do agree that, you know, will it get better? Maybe. Will it get worse? Probably.
Disney owns it. Yeah. And they allow these things, you know, and to what you just said, she's been involved in so many things over the years, Lucasfilm, Spielberg, and, you know, it's not necessarily her fault. She just has to do what her big bosses say. So,
yeah, and if I was her at this point in your career, I would step aside and, you know, get out of the spotlight of all of this mess and enjoy the rest of your life. God knows she's got enough money.
There is a cottage industry on hating her.
True.
You know, on YouTube. I'm not going to throw Critical Drinker in that because he actually did a very balanced video about her leaving. Now he didn't like her, but he sort of said the same thing, that it's Disney. You need to do this. You need to do this. Yeah. That archetype that they created over the past, the Mary Sue over the past 10 years or so.
Just give the job to Patton Oswalt.
He would be fine. Yeah. But don't let Disney get involved either. Love the Star Wars universe, make the film.
Yeah, well, that was the good part about Filoni to begin with, mm-hmm. is the fact that he's such a huge fan and knows the lore inside and out. And so it was a good idea. But he's not a producer like that. I mean, Let him make his own individual series like Mandalorian, things like that. But leave the whole pie to somebody that can actually, you know, do it justice.
Yeah, I agree. But she's not leaving until the end of the year. Who knows what's going to happen with all these projects? Doesn't Andor return soon?
Yeah. In April, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get the Disney Channel. By the way, okay, I'm going to say this. I talked about this on Tramble, so you guys can tell me to shut up. Leave Alec Baldwin alone, please. Did you guys watch this video of that Trump?
No.
You didn't watch the video?
No.
So this guy comes up to Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin is either putting luggage in or taking luggage out of his car at night. And this guy's just yelling all this stuff at him. He goes, "You remember when you murdered that woman?" So he's just harassing him. And finally, Alec Baldwin does, "You have a camera, right? You have a camera over there. Listen, I want you to know something. If you didn't have a camera there, I would break your effing neck. I would take it out of your hands and shove it up your A." So the guy walks away and Alec, come back here. Yeah, I know you have a camera. I would like to beat the living crap out of you. My children are in that house. And you know what? He has a point. Leave him alone. What are you doing? You're getting a lot of likes and clicks. And, you know, there's people on the right who hate Alec Baldwin. And there's people on the left who hate James Woods. My overall point is, can you just leave people alone on the street? And I don't like these people that go out on the streets and harass other people. You know, like, we know Seabass. Seabass is a producer and a writer for the Woody Show out in Los Angeles. I used to work with Seabass on the Regular Guys show. And for a short time on the show that replaced the Regular Guys, which was god-awful. None of us have anything to do with how horrible it was. But anyway, I have to get that dig in there because I'm over it. Anyway, the Seabass, by the way, is the Cartnark. And what the Cartnark does is provide a valuable service and allow people to just collapse into mental craziness. And I worry about his safety because people are loons. But these are the people that just walk up and they just antagonize and they yell. And it's a lot of these TikTokers and guys on X who do this. I don't see it much on other platforms. Do you guys? But you know what I'm talking about, right? The pranksters. Do you like those kind of videos? And I'm not talking about the good pranksters, like the show that you guys watch that Jeff likes a lot. That's different.
Yucko the Clown. Yeah, I mean his you know street interviews where he just insults people. That's a bit. That's comedy.
Yes.
You're harassing someone in the street just to get a reaction out of them isn't comedy. It's most of the time just cruel.
Yeah. Stuttering John was the same in the old Stern era. They would write silly questions for, you know, really smug type of celebrities, but they were always at an event. He didn't stand outside of their house and wait for them. They were at a press event. Like when the Richard Gere one is funny, or the Richard Gere, whatever, how you say his name. The people ever, he's at the Dalai Lama and he goes, "Do people ever say hello, Dolly?" Or he'd go to a ZZ Top, but a lot of these people had a good sense of humor. The worst ones were probably when he asked Phil Donahue, "Do you hope Oprah eats until she explodes?" Phil Donahue just went, "That's not very nice," and walked away. Probably thinking, "Yes, I hope she eats till she explodes." And another good one was the Fred Gwynn one, but that was cringe. But to get back to modern times, it's these social media people that go out and harass and prank and just normal everyday people, too. So annoying. But,
and even worse, they become
rich
people. Well, yeah, like the Hawk Tua girl. I mean, granted, she you know, firebombed her own self for that one. But
done.
But man, she was, I mean, all from just answering a drunken, stupid question on the street.
Yep. And she got famous. And the guy that interviewed her, nobody knows who that is.
Now, he's still out there making those exact same videos, hoping it'll happen again and he can actually get a piece of it.
We had a couple of big names who died, who passed away. Peter Jason, known from The Karate Kid, the series, not the movie.
Yeah, no, it's from that Jaden. I don't know why they use that as the header, because it's that Jaden Smith movie.
Right, the one that nobody liked or remembered.
Yeah.
Deadwood, for real, he was on Deadwood. He died at 80 years old. What character did he play on there, Jeff?
John Stapleton.
And he, what was he? Did he become the mayor after E.B. Farnham?
I think he was the sheriff Seth Bullock took over.
That's right. But he would hang out in that bar where Wild Bill would hang out, right?
Yeah.
He is also the bartender in the great cowboy bar scene in 48 Hours.
Yeah. I'd like something to drink, preferably some vodka.
Let's have a Black Russian.
Black Russian.
The new sheriff in town.
Yeah. His name is Reggie Hammett.
Yeah. He's also a John Carpenter alum.
That's right.
Prince of Darkness. He was one of the scientists in that.
Right.
They Live. He ran the homeless encampment.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if you see his face and you grew up like we did, you're not going to know who we're talking about. Michelle Trachtenberg, 39 years old. I guess she just had a liver transplant from Gossip Girl, Harriet the Spy, but also Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She passed away, and I don't know if
Pete and Pete. She was on Pete and Pete too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what's crazy is last night I was watching Euro Trip, and she's in that as well. She's one of the twins.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, it's crazy. She people have been telling her for months that she looked bad online, like her eyes were yellow and she was gaunt and her hair was real thin. And she was just shoot it all down as I'm almost 39 years old. I'm not 14 anymore. But little did everybody know that she had a secret liver transplant a few months ago. And yeah, if she had it because she was drinking, which is what the rumor is, then she probably went back to drinking, and that's really the worst thing that you could ever do with a brand new liver.
Wow. Did she have a drinking problem?
That hasn't come out, but that's what everyone has said, that she's had a bad drinking problem.
One of the digital people at work came up to me today and said, "Are you sad about Michelle Trachtenberg passing away?" And I said, "Well, she's not really in my generation. I was just being smart." And I'm not a millennial, so no. But it is sad when people pass. Some people, not all people. And last, Roberta Flack passed away, and she was 88 years old. She had hit songs in the 70s, beautiful voice. Killing Me Softly was about Don McLean. In the original Killing Me Softly, but I do like the Fugees version as well. One time.
Here's some stories that we've been following at the Radio Labyrinth News Desk.
Jeff Bezos is going to be the next James Bond.
Jeff Bezos? Well, he's bald. How's he going to be? He has the lovely Bond wife, doesn't he?
He's starting backwards. He gets the girl and goes from there. Yeah.
Right.
No, but Prime now owns the rights and can develop James Bond.
Yep, so we can finally get that American James Bond we've always been wanting.
Thank God. And they can do, like, side series like Star Wars and Marvel have done.
You know, they've already announced that Pew is going to get a spinoff. Yeah, she's going to get a spinoff Bond series already. They've already announced it.
And who's it going to be? Lady Bond?
I don't know. That's the part I don't... I would love if it was like a Mad Men type thing where she's like the secretary.
Right.
And so it's just all the double O's coming in and out. Yeah. That would be cool. But this took it away from the family. So the family had the rights for years. And so I guess somebody finally just sold them off.
Well, they didn't. They had been reluctant to sell it or to do anything new with it for the longest time. But the money must have just been too much. How much was it? A couple billion?
Sorry, $8.5
billion. Wow.
Yeah. So, and all three will retain, the three parties will be co-owners of the iconic franchise, but MGM, Amazon will create all creative control.
Wow.
So they're still making money. The family will still make money off of it as it goes forward.
Yeah, they'll still be like executive producers or whatever. But
yeah, but they won't hold veto rights anymore.
Right. Well, now that they're billionaires, they can be in the cabinet.
Yeah, true. Give out those gold cards like Christmas.
Hell yeah. Well, that's actually a pretty good idea.
You think he's being sarcastic?
Anyway, Cheech and Chong's last movie. I saw this trailer on YouTube. The Red Band trailer is there. It's a documentary about Cheech and Chong, and that comes out sometime this year. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
They're finally doing something together.
Well, they've been touring off and on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff, did you and I go see
them? Yeah, we saw them.
It was cool because you're seeing Cheech and Chong, but I don't remember it being overall that funny.
Yeah, it was cool to see them doing their old bits.
Right. Dave Nat here, man.
Chelsea Handler got to meet George W., and the only way she could do it was to be high as a kite. It's like they went and played pickleball at George W.'s estate in Maine.
Yeah. I invited her over. I told her I used to love that show she did. She's a funny, funny comedian. But she was high. I mean, I saw her ripping that bong. Laura's got a nice setup, a nice rig. Actually, what Laura has. Now, I don't touch it because, you know, I'm an addict and all that. And once an addict, always an addict. But she has, Laura got this really nice... you know, what do they call it? That honey, you know, the
dab rig.
And man, she gets ripped. She gets so high. And they were doing that. And then she even beat me in pickleball. That's crazy.
But she ultimately said that he was an extremely nice guy. And that's what she was worried about. And that's why she got high before she went, because she was, I guess, thought he would be an asshole. But turned out he's a nice guy, like everybody says he is.
What are they going to do, walk up and punch her in the face?
That's what I'm – did you say something about me 30, you know, 20 years ago on your show?
On Comedy Central in 2007, you said I was a piece of shit.
Come on. He's a nice guy. That's why they all like him. That's why the celebrities like him. That's why Michelle Obama likes him. He's a nice guy.
I'm less surprised that Chelsea Handler says that George W. Bush is nice. I'm more impressed that George W. Bush said that Chelsea Handler was nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not negative anymore. I'm going to do a painting of her naked.
Like one of your French girls?
Is she French? I thought Handler was German.
Speaking of conservative celebrities, Robert Davi is... scared they're not going to have him come back for the Goonies reboot because he's a conservative.
How essential is he to the plot?
Well, he was the bad guy in there.
I know he was. Yeah. He's also the bad guy in Striptease.
He's got a point.
He's got a point. He doesn't know us.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. He does.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Why? I imagine that they won't have any of them in there. And there's a good reason to not have him in there more than to not have him in there because he's a conservative. Conservatives still get work.
I mean, plot-wise, I mean, what are you going to do? Have Joey Pants escape from prison this time?
Yeah.
And come after him? I mean, there's Mama's dead. So, I mean,
yeah.
Go away. Owen. You're a Trump supporter. You're dead. You're dead to me.
Your friend's dead. Bury him in the yard before he stinks up the house.
I think what Robert Davi is doing here is using this news story to have people go, oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he needs to be in that movie.
I'm still around.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter or X or whatever.
Other movie news. Ayo Idibari, the girl from The Bear.
Yeah,
she is in talks to write and star in the Barney live action movie from A24 and Mattel.
Perfect for millennials.
Yeah, I mean they're kind of millennials are of the generation that were kids that grew up on Barney, and from what I understand, she wants to take this in the route that Barbie kind of talked about patriarchy. It was kind of was called the whole thing. And so this one is going to be more, I think, about how people were inundated as a child by Barney's attitude and ethos and how that's manifested into adulthood.
The only thing I ever liked about Barney was when he played basketball with Charles Barkley and Charles Barkley beat him up. Do you remember that? That Saturday Night Live sketch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. That was funny. I hated Barney.
Yeah, the millennials, it's time for them to have their, oh, remember that? Oh, remember that? Oh, remember that? Because we've had that for decades because our parents watched all the same things that we watched. We're weird. The boomers and Gen X have this weird relationship when it comes to pop culture that way. So it's nice to see them having their day. Speaking of Alec Baldwin, did you guys watch The Baldwins, the first episode?
No, but I've heard nothing but horrible things.
And I don't know why. It's not tone deaf at all. He's not doing this reality show while he's preparing to go on trial. I watched it. And you know what? If there was no trial, no murder trial, there might not be any drama, but it would just be a reality show about a guy who married a younger woman and ended up having 7 kids. Did you watch it, Jeff?
I'm going to watch the Kim Basinger reality show.
The Fat Pig Show? I didn't know what to expect. I just watched it because, again, I like him. And with him getting harassed, I said, okay. I saw one review that said it was, what does it say here? It's a new low for television. There's always something worse. And there are plenty that came out before this that are worse.
Yes. Sly Stallone's show that didn't last more than a season. That was horrible.
Terrible. Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, that's wrong on a bunch of different levels.
Right. Childhood obesity. Let's celebrate it.
Hey, I'm Mama June and these are my kids.
I think that Mama June show is still on.
Is it really? She lost a bunch of weight. Like she got the lap band or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, I highly... Hey, listen, just give the first episode. Well, we're planning a birthday party for my youngest son, my oldest son, I'm sorry. And we were heading out to the Hamptons, and then I remembered, oh, yeah, I have to go to trial for, accidentally shooting someone. That's the theme of the show.
Well, you know, it's really difficult on us because, you know, he's such a fun dad, but he accidentally killed.
Or just doing that accent on the show.
Yeah. Not all the
That was another thing. You imagine that went one of two ways. They had that in the can.
Right.
So they were going to spin it. If he got put in prison, it was going to spin one way. Yeah.
There's no way he was going to jail, though. What other news stories do we got?
California's going to officially recognize Bigfoot.
It's about time it is.
An immigrant?
Get him out.
Some guy proposed a bill to make Bigfoot the official cryptid of California.
Well, that's good.
Every state needs a cryptid. Do you know who the Bigfoot from the Howard Stern show is, though?
No.
He's this big, ridiculous freak. I don't even know if he's still alive, but there's a lot of funny clips with him. And it's from the Artie era. He may still be on, kind of listen. But the first time he came on, they needed a new whack packer. They had 3 people on there. One of them was a guy in a wheelchair. One of them was the nerd guy from Harvey. I just want, you know, that guy. What's his name? And then the other one was this Bigfoot guy. I live up in Maine, it is. And he says it is at the end, and he's fucked up. So Stern fans out there know who Bigfoot is. So I hope that's who they are talking about. John Lithgow is going to be playing Dumbledore in HBO's Harry Potter series.
Hello, Kyle.
That's a good casting choice. He's going to just have to do the British accent the whole time, but who cares? He can act.
Yeah, he can do it. He did Churchill.
Yeah.
And he said, when this series wraps, he's going to be 87 years old. So he knows that this is going to define the last of his career. So that was what he went into taking this on. So
that's great. That's great. Well, good for him. That makes me kind of want to watch it.
Yeah. And knowing that it's going to be a complete redo. Nothing to do with the previous stuff.
And that was Huey Quan on the White Lotus on the phone.
He was on the phone with
Jason Patrick.
Not Jason Patrick. Jason Isaac.
Isaacs, yeah.
Yeah, he was on with Jason Isaac. Yeah. That show, that second episode is real intense. I like this season a lot so far. Walton Goggins is great as well, but he's always great. So.
He's always good.
Hey, if you're in Conyers and you're hungry, or if you're in any part of the area near Conyers, Georgia, which is right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and you're hungry and you want some really good pizza or gyros, why not check out Atlanta Pizza and Gyro? They've proudly been serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. They're a great place to be this winter, and Atlanta Pizza and Gyro is ready for the holiday season. Now, no need to break traffic laws and smuggle it in from Texas, you bandits. Stop by AP&G and get $3.50 Coors Banquet stubby bottles and more. They've got the best gyros, pizzas and hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Stop by Monday through Friday, 11 to 9 p.m., and on Saturday from noon to 9 p.m. They are closed on Sundays. Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge against the best Conyers has to offer. And if it's just like Dustin, for example, you have a good chance of winning.
I wash my hair with their house dressing.
Or you put one of those caps on so it really soaks into your scalp.
Exactly. And then whatever drips out in the night makes like a lovely little 2 a.m. snack.
By the way, their food truck is on blocks until the end.
Oh, no.
No, for the winter. I'm sorry.
Oh, just for the winter season?
Yeah. All right. Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment card.
We love your comments on the YouTube page. You know, see, if you're watching the video right down below, there's a comment section. Leave a comment if you like. And make sure that you like and subscribe if you're not already. But leave a comment. Ask questions. Talk about the show. All right, over in the Radio Shack, Roby Neely says, I'm glad you picked up my slack after I got behind in posting your staff picks and views or snooze for each week. Well, right now we're posting the staff picks. Jeff, feel free to post views or snooze in there and interact with us. So thank you, Roby, for your services are appreciated, but the people are now going to take up your slack. Thank you so much. Over on the YouTube, though, we had, speaking of Roby, he wrote, I only watch certain Beato videos, Rick Beato. We were talking about him last week. I like the ones where he talks about different gear or setups. The one where he tested different string gauges on the same guitar really taught me a lot. So I can see how if you're a musician, those are beneficial to you.
Yeah. I mean, his technical skills and things like that, great. But his opinions when it comes to artists, I have a problem with.
Dustin's going to fight him. You'll have to get through the hair gel. Let's see. Caleb, we were talking about SNL, and Caleb said, I love the Black Jeopardy skit, especially Eddie Murphy playing Tracy Morgan. It was wild seeing so many of the celebrities in the background and their expression at their peers in the spotlight, particularly Kevin Costner and Al Sharpton. I'm a huge fan of Zach Galifianakis, so I loved his small addition to the show. Me too. intermingling politics and comedy and with entertainment as a fine art, but I don't really think Tom Hanks' character was funny or needed, and it didn't add anything to the skit. But that's just my opinion. That being said, I don't think anyone should be outraged. I agree there. Great episode. I laughed out loud at Shelby Foote, and I can't wait to hear a discussion about the Righteous Gemstones in the near future. Have a great week. We will be talking about that, and hopefully we'll get Valen all back on. Christopher says, Eddie Murphy's Tracy Morgan impression was spot on, and I thought Miley Cyrus actually killed it and made it bluesy. That's a way of looking at it, I can agree. Who knew Anna Gasteyer had such tremendous pipes? Timpressions is fire. Oh, I like that. Probably didn't hear the one from 2 weeks ago. Terry Fuller. Love Terry Fuller. Terry Fuller says, I didn't watch the SNL 50 thing, so I can't weigh in, but... possible spoiler alert. Tim, don't do it. Don't watch Yellowstone. I invested, yes, invested, over a week of my life watching and finally cut it off after the middle of the fourth season. Same thing every season. We got land. Someone's trying to steal our land. Let the cowboys go shoot them. Is that true?
That about sums it up. Yeah.
That was it, says Terry. And, should I invest? Who says this? Katrina says, should I invest in the series White Lotus? Yes, you should.
Yeah. From the beginning. Yeah. Start it.
And Dustin put up a couple of polls. Are people overreacting to Tom Hanks' Doug character? 42% yes, 29% no, it was offensive, and 29% said, I didn't even know it was a thing. What's crazier, a man getting swallowed by a whale? Walmart shoplifter sentenced to wash cars, Kevin Spacey versus Guy Pearce, or Goonies 2 actually happening, and a man getting swallowed by a whale, one barely with 43%. So congratulations to man getting eaten almost by a whale. All right, text impressions. I just got the text, and it's Ron Palillo from Welcome Back, Cotter. As Arnold Horseshack, and the first one from Jeff. Did you write one too, Dustin, or just Jeff?
No, I've got one as well.
All right, so the first, Arnold Horseshack as Rorschach. Arnold Horseshack as Rorschach from The Watchmen. I'm nervous about this one.
Mr. Carter, none of you seem to understand. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me. Once a man has seen society's black underbelly, he can never turn his back on it. Never pretend, like you do, that it doesn't exist. Oh, you ever wake up in the middle of the night and suddenly remember a conversation you had in 1982 about meatloaf? Not the singer, the food. And then you start wondering, was that even your memory? Or did some cosmic deli worker plant it in your brain while you were sleeping? I tried explaining this to my goldfish, but he just floated sideways like he was judging me. Oh, and last night I saw a squirrel wearing a tiny trench coat. He winked at me. What does that mean?
Did you just make that up or have AI right there or whatever the fuck?
I made it up. Yeah.
You were high. You were high. That was funny. See, I like this. Thank you, guys. That makes me, I like it. Oh, I hope it sounded enough like Ron Palillo.
His views.
Or.
And snooze.
Yeah, last week was Reacher, which I watched the first three of those again, because I already watched the whole thing on screeners. A lot of people are bitching about the girl's Maine or Boston accent or whatever. The English lady that's playing his partner this time. I like her, though.
Bitch.
She's awesome, I thought. And Zero Day, that Robert De Niro, I haven't watched that yet. I hear bad things about it, though.
Why?
I just hear it's... with the cast that's in it, it should be good, but everybody's saying it's not.
Oh, yeah, that's Robert De Niro thing? Of course.
Yeah, the Robert De Niro thing.
It's not good.
And then 1923 came back. Watched the first episode of that. So good.
Good?
Yeah, the Harrison Ford.
I still have to watch American Primeval. So should I skip American Primeval? Because I am watching things, but I'm doing White Lotus right now, and I'm waiting for Gemstone. I did try to watch Yellow Jackets, but I said no. I noped out.
1923 is better than Yellowstone.
Hell yeah. I'll watch 1923.
Yeah. This week, Shorzy comes back, season 4.
Hey, give your balls a tug, you tet fucker!
Shorzy!
I've been jonesing for some new Shorzy.
Yeah, I've been trying to stay away from spoilers. Because yeah, the whole thing's going to be already out in Canada by the time we get it.
Right.
Running Point, this is on Netflix. This is Mindy Kaling's new show. It's basically based on the Lakers, but it's a comedy show, and Kate Hudson's the lead, and Mindy Kaling's a great writer and producer, so I'm going to watch this. Right, Mike Barinholtz is in it.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
You guys, I don't watch anything. You know that.
And then the Oscars with Conan O'Brien.
That I might watch.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. That's Sunday night, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Conan hosting, I'm sure.
Yep.
I'm going to watch that. Coming soon, we're going to talk about every episode of The Gemstones because it's the last season and we love that show. So The Righteous Gemstone returns. Righteous Gemstones returns, I think, on the 9th.
You seen the commercial with the prayer booths they have?
Yeah.
That guy goes, people are calling them squirt yurts.
Yeah, they're made up. They're made like that, those Swedish booths where employees are allowed to masturbate during the day.
Awesome. Well, that'll be soon. And again, I hope we can get Valen back on. In the audio podcast and audio books and other things watching world, Superfly SNL 50 recap. That's where they did that, right? The fly on the wall guy. It was Dana Carvey. And that was pretty good. Tom Green on this past weekend was really good. He's doing the rounds, Tom Green, because he has a bunch of stuff on. He has a documentary.
Amazon, yeah.
Reality show and something else on Amazon. And I do want to.
Stand-up special.
That's right. Anybody watch any of those? Because I'm thinking about doing all those.
I watched the one about the farm.
Yeah, the farm documentary is real good. Is good.
Okay.
But I'm interested in the stand-up. I haven't seen him do stand-up in ages.
Same here. But he was really good with Theo, I thought. I thought Theo was funny and it was lighthearted. I started to watch a Club Random, but no thanks. I just get bored listening to Bill Maher talk. We already talked about JRE with Woody Harrelson, and I watched Tim Dillon. Nateland was funny. They had a good funny intro, and then it was basically Nate talking about his experience at the SNL 50. He really liked the music part. And then I'm going to do a rewatch of Deadwood. So I've already watched the first episode of that. I haven't done that in a while. I think
I go back and I say I'm going to do a rewatch, and then after they kill Wild Bill, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Something happened 300 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, but I am going to do it. I'm going to do it. I want to watch all of them again, too, just to get to those later seasons.
I watched the Ralph Report last week. Eddie Pence was out of town, so he had a bunch of different people sitting in every day. One day he had Brad Williams in, and he was telling some stories about he's in the upcoming sequel to Spinal Tap. And
cool.
He was kind of given what he could, you know, based off his NDA. Right. He was kind of giving him clues and stuff. But from what I understand, he said, he goes, I can tell you one word. And before he could even say the word, Ralph goes, Stonehenge. And he goes, I'm not saying a word. So that ought to be interesting. I got 4 hours left on Dungeon Crawler Carl book 6. And then I move on to the brand new one.
Yeah, I just started book 5.
I'm almost done with. Well, no, I think I got about 20 hours left. That's a long one, the fourth one, isn't it?
Yeah. They start getting long there. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's so good.
And I listened to Jason Bateman on Conan. That was a good one.
How was it?
Yeah, it was good. I like Jason Bateman. I'll listen to him on anything.
He's so dry.
Yeah.
And that was funny how he first started that interview.
Yeah.
Just like telling him, this is why I'm going to be with your friend.
And then you listen to what else?
Eliza Schlesinger on Fly on the Wall this week. I started listening to that today.
Is she on SNL ever?
She must have been on SNL at some point.
Yeah.
As a host, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't remember, but they don't talk to her about SNL much. They mostly just talk inside baseball and comedy and stuff.
The weirdest episode of that show they ever did was the one with that alien guy. The guy who says that aliens are real.
Yeah.
I watched all of that, but who's the one that's interested in that? Is it Dana?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, thank you, guys. We'll do staff picks now. Staff picks are important. Let's do our staff picks. Dustin, go ahead.
My staff pick is The Birthday. This is Corey Feldman's movie that we brought up during the interview.
That's right.
That was made in 2005, but didn't get released until late last year. Mm-hmm. It is so weird. He does this weird accent. Adam Sandler Waterboy impersonation through the whole thing.
He talks like this through the whole time. The whole time he's talking like this.
Wow.
And it's really strange, but his girlfriend takes him back over to Europe where she's from for her father's birthday, and it's in this hotel, and it all happens in one night, and it's kind of like The Wicker Man.
Wicker Man?
It's kind of like a weird Wicker Man.
All right.
Peel, he went through the trouble of getting it put out and produced. But the funny part was, I think he did it because he thought it was going to be the next Room.
Right.
Not really because he thought it was a great, great movie. But it's worth a watch.
It's on Shudder, right?
And it's on Shudder and on AMC. If you have AMC, it's on there.
Oh, cool. Mine's a beverage. This thing is so fucking good. It's called, it's made by Split. It's banana cream soda. So fucking good. I found it the other day.
Where'd you find it?
There's this little deli over here by me and Ira that we go to.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to get a meatball sandwich. They don't make them anymore. I was kind of mad about that, but I got an Arby sandwich that they make. It's real good. They call it the Arby Who.
Uh-huh.
That's so I got one of those instead. It was real good. I got one of these cans of soda. It's so fucking good.
Huh.
Got like a caramel and banana, but cream soda.
I'll have to find that.
I think it has something to do with the Savannah Banana team. You know those guys? Yeah.
That's fun.
I just heard about the Savannah Banana thing. They're kind of like a baseball version of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a league, isn't there? Like there's a whole league?
Well, I thought it was like they make like a fake league. Like you have the Savannah Bananas, and then there's like three other teams that accompany them and play them like the Washington Generals.
Right. Okay.
And they choose from them, you know, to make the team. So I think it's one group of people, like, you know, the whole Harlem Globetrotter setup was. But that's cool if that's like what they're pushing out, you know, drinks and stuff too. It's pretty
neat. I think this is associated with them.
It's New Creation Soda Works, wherever they're made in Georgia, so I think you're right. There's what other flavors are there? They have a whole bunch of different flavors.
Yeah, there was a peach one. I didn't buy that.
Let's see. They have krumkaki, which is krum cake, butter pecan cream soda, strawberry habanero, dry hopped ginger ale, old time root beer, peaches Georgia peach soda, hop fin. Those must be beers. No, hop water.
They have the hop taste, and that's becoming a new thing. I've seen that a few places now.
I got to try that shit. All right, cool. Thanks, Jeff. Mine is, if you know me, you know I love Charles Manson. Well, not the Charles Manson, that whole thing. Back in 2019, season 4, episode 33 of Radio Labyrinth, I interviewed author Tom O'Neill, he's friends with Greg Fitzsimmons, and he's the guy that wrote the book about the Manson family that dispelled or basically took down the Helter Skelter argument. I've listened to this book probably 10 times. I've watched the interview with Rogan a bunch of times. And finally, there is a documentary that's going to be on Netflix called Chaos, The Manson Murders. It's March 9th, and it debuts on Netflix. And I reached out to him to see if he'd come back on.
And it's based on his works?
He's in it, so it's based on his
book. Great.
Which I can't imagine that they put a lot of stuff in there, because anybody alive would sue. Yeah. The way he wrote it and the way he does his interviews, the way he tiptoes around everything is really smart. So, anyway, Tom O'Neill, Chaos, The Manson Murders, March 9th on Netflix. We are in flux right now. So let me tell you this. We may or may not have a show next week. It's leaning toward May, but people are moving. Dustin's moving, and so it would be just 1 week off. When we come back, and even if we do a show next week, in 2 weeks, the goal is to have the Radios in the Dark show live. Well, I mean, we always record it live, of course, but you'll be able, as a Patreon member, to jump in and chat with us and talk about things and give us your ideas and stuff. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And that's coming up in a couple of weeks. We are going to be changing the tiers on Patreon, but if you're already in there, I don't think you have to worry about it. And so we'll more to come on that, but we're actually going to be doing it. So there you go. But right now, I just want to say thank you to our producers, our Radio Labyrinth producers. Over there at patreon.com. These are the people that produce the show, $25 a month. And I want to say thank you to John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D., Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, Brian, and Chelsea Smith. Thank you guys very much. Very much appreciate that. So look forward to that coming up soon. We'll let you know how that's all going. And as always, you know, if you're listening to us in the audio, in your podcatcher audio thing of choice, just go ahead and review us and rate us. And if you're on YouTube, leave a comment, please, and subscribe and like and all that jazz. Anything I'm leaving out?
Until next time, please remember to keep it canon.
Now, please say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the rain.